This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 14th. God's word for you today is Open View. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 6, verse 41 to 42. And it says, Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven and blessed them. Then breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. He also divided the fish. They all ate as much as they wanted. To experience the overflow, the fourth thing is expect abundance. You must expect abundance. We can never overemphasize the place of expecting God to move and of expecting abundance. Just expect it. Mark chapter 6, verse 42 to 43 says, Everyone ate and had enough. Afterwards, they collected 12 baskets full of leftover. You will have more than enough in the mighty name of Jesus. The 5 loaves and 2 fish were way more than enough. What I am saying is, give God whatever you need more of and expect Him to multiply it. This miracle was an open view abundance, open view multiplication. It was right in front of the people that the bread and fish was multiplying. The abundance that God will do in your life will be in open view in the name of Jesus. It will be right in front of the people, right in front of everybody that has laughed at you. You will experience abundance. As you give to God, open view multiplication will happen in your life, right in front of everybody. God will bring the abundance. And you know why you can expect that in your life, in your finances, and in your health? It is because you are blessed of God. If you are not blessed of God, today you will be blessed of God. The truth is, once a life is blessed, every breaking leads to multiplication. Every breaking leads to abundance. So, everything the enemy brings to break you will inevitably lead to your multiplication. The Bible says that if the prince of this world had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If the breaking of Christ led to abundance, inevitably, the breaking of your life will lead to abundance. Once a life is blessed, every breaking leads to multiplication. Breaking is not sweet. Breaking is not palatable. And breaking is very uncomfortable. But every time God wants to bring an abundance, there is first a blessing, then a breaking, then comes the multiplication. Some of you have been blessed and you're experiencing a breaking right now. I have been asked to tell you, expect the abundance. It will end in abundance. God works it through us. We want God to do it for us, but God wants to do it through us. That is how it works. In other words, what we often wait for God to do for us, God is actually waiting to do through us. We are waiting for God to do it for our timing, but God wants to do it through our timing. We are waiting for God to do it for our health, but God wants to do it through our health. We are waiting for God to do it for our finances, but God wants to do it through our finances. We are waiting for God to do it for our life, but God wants to do it through our lives. Let us pray. Father, the God of more than enough, I expect abundance in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.